Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me. We are broadcasting on Facebook Live today.
They're letting us do a second hour?
Yeah. As far as I know, I don't think they've kicked us off yet. And, you know, as a bonus, when you're watching us through Facebook on the Scuba Radio Facebook page, you get to see a little bit behind the scenes during the commercial breaks. Now, you don't hear any audio, but you see what we're doing. And yeah, on the last segment, you would have clearly seen CJ offer me his nuts and me politely decline. So that's just one of the many benefits of joining us on Facebook Live and witnessing it for yourself. What happens? How the magic is made here at Scuba Radio.
How the sausage is packed. I mean the fudge. Wait.
Yeah, I'm not sure where you're going with that, and I think we better just move on. You know, we have...
Pull the curtain back is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, that's what it was. One of those.
The great and powerful Greg has spoken.
Yeah, where's the smoke and the fire and all that? So I need some of that. Well, we need to add to effects because it's kind of boring.
Do we have a budget for special effects?
No. We have no budget whatsoever.
Start blowing some stuff up.
Yeah. And if I didn't have to spend all my money on, you know, a couple of years ago having to have a monkey heart installed after my open heart surgery, then maybe we could have, you know, sprung for some of those kind of elements that would pick up the video. But right now it's just me in front of a microphone. And that's all you see.
Lasers are pretty cheap these days. I think I could get a laser hooked up.
Yeah, like a little laser pointer that the cat
follows?
No,
like a real laser.
No, that's going to cost too much. Let's just stick with
I'll buy it.
You'll buy it? Okay, if you buy
I've always wanted a laser.
Well, Al, if you, you know, why not?
You can buy them. You
what's
know,
the like worst thing you can have? You poke me in the eye with that thing. And
then all of a sudden you
retina.
Can see 2,500.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll have to ask the doctor if that's... It's actually,
I won't shoot. I won't aim it at you.
Yeah, you will.
It'll
I know
just be
you.
Like ripping around the room, you know, like a concert, like a laser light show, like a Pink Floyd thing.
Yeah. I don't know. Dr. Doug Ebersol is with us. Does this sound safe at all to you, Dr. Doug, or does this sound like an accident waiting to happen?
What do you think? Sounds like an accident waiting to happen.
That's what I thought. See?
Oh,
I'm not
come
even
on.
A doctor. I know this, CJ. So, anyway, Dr. Doug, welcome. Happy New Year to you. And
what if he wears shades?
I don't think. Yeah. He's not a fan.
What
he
about
doesn't like
what about mirrored shades?
Mirrored reflect
I got you there.
The lasers back into you.
Yeah,
exactly.
Make it bounce around and look really cool.
Oh, boy. Yeah. He's been drinking, but what are you going to do? It's, you know.
Hello, it's Saturday.
Yeah, true. All right. Well, Dr. Doug, Happy New Year to you. I know you've been doing a little dive, and we're going to do a big project, though. And I know Erica will appreciate this. I had to get Eric to fly down to Florida and do this. But let's share with the world what we're planning. Can we tell him? Or would you like to?
What we're gonna we had been kind of talking off the air last week and a little bit in the past about getting you set up for an official treadmill. And we're going to do it live for the radio to kind of show you kind of how that exercise testing goes after your bypass surgery and just make sure everything's good to go for you.
Yes. You know, this is going to be radio gold or a tragic mistake, one or the other. But either way, I think it's a win, I'm guessing. I'm feeling good.
As long as it stops there.
Well, no, we don't want it to stop.
We don't need the next live doctor visit to be a prostate exam.
I'm
just saying, know where the line is.
I think you.
Yeah, we're gonna make sure we don't cross that line.
No, we're not. We're not. We are not gonna cross the streams.
I'm not saying you would. I'm just saying, just in case.
Okay.
Somebody gets a crazy idea.
Just so you're aware, CJ's not gonna be there, so he won't be there to screw this thing up.
To help you stay within the bounds of decency.
Oh boy. But we're gonna record this. And ideally play it back, give people an idea of what it's like to go through a real stress test.
How long do you have to go on the treadmill?
Yeah, what is the deal there, Dr. Doug? What do you think?
It varies. There's predicted times based on age and gender, and then we're trying to get heart rates to certain levels. So since I know Greg is a young, fit 35-year-old,
right?
The time frame, we're probably honestly looking at probably around I would imagine 10 to 12 minutes, something like that.
Right,
God,
right.
That'll kill him.
Good for you.
I mean, good for you.
Now you know why CJ's not going to be
good
allowed anywhere
you.
Near this whole experience.
You go for it.
Yeah, a young 35-year-old female.
What?
No. No.
Well, what kind of surgery are you guys doing over there?
No, quit it. No, the thing is, I thought there was like a 3-minute interval type thing. Is that what it is? Like you do 3 minutes and then go?
Yeah, what actually happens, the standard Bruce protocol that was developed by Dr. Bruce starts at 1.7 miles per hour and a 10% grade or elevation. Mm-hmm. That's usually for someone who's relatively good shape. That actually feels like you're almost pushing the treadmill. It's so slow.
Yeah.
But we use that same protocol if you're 30 years old or if you're 90 years old. So we have to kind of start it slow.
Right.
And then the second stage jumps from 1.7 to 2.5 miles per hour, and the grade goes from 10% to 12%. And then 3 minutes after that, it goes from 2.5 to 3.4 and goes from 12 to 14%. And then at the fourth stage, it gets you up to about 4 miles an hour and a 16% grade. So that's a pretty good clip.
Yeah.
If you make it to 12 often. Minutes, if you go at about 12 minutes, which is that 13 met kind of number, the last 3 minutes, you're not jogging, but it's a very fast walk.
Right.
Kind of an in-between, a little too fast to jog. Excuse me, a little too fast to walk, a little too slow to jog kind of speed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so Eric, who had a 5-way bypass, I had a 1-way. I didn't even get a 3-way out of it. But it's been, a year and a half now. He just had his recent stress test. How did you perform along those lines, Eric?
Well, to be honest with you, they didn't do a stress test this time. They just did an EKG and talked to me and listened to me and said, go away, and you're all clear. Everything's great. They didn't feel the need to do another stress test.
Oh, I see. All right. So the stress test is, Dr. Doug, is something you do beyond I don't know what is the point then?
Idea is in getting back to normal activities when you think you've fully recovered. We'll usually do some sort of stress testing after surgery, 6 or 8 weeks out, just to make sure people are doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually a kind of a quote honeymoon unquote period. With bypass surgery, you get out beyond the first year without a problem. That would imply that the surgery went well in terms of the bypass grafts and so forth. And then you're pretty unlikely to have any kind of issues for a minimum of 5 years, maybe even out to 10 years. It'd be very unlikely. So don't routinely stress test people in that window unless they have a problem. If they have a complaint or something's feeling kind of funny or they're just concerned, or if they've never really been exercising and now they want to start an exercise program or change the level of exercise, we may get some stress testing just to reassure everybody that it's okay to do that.
Yeah, got it. And just so we're clear, when he's talking about issues after a year, if you get through a year without issues, he's talking about heart issues. Because God knows I have plenty of other issues.
Yeah, this show is a stress test.
True. Every week. Have you been listening? Oh, my God.
Most of the time.
Well, yeah.
Hey, Dr. Doug, I'm eating some heart-healthy almonds.
Yeah. Good, everything in moderation.
Yeah, don't eat too many of those.
Oh, I eat
nuts.
Them every day. I love them. They're raw. They're just raw almonds.
That doesn't make them any better for you.
Good for fiber.
You don't want to overload.
It's just
on
a handful. It's like barely any.
Nuts are quite good. The nuts are very good. They're a good source of protein. They do have quite a few calories, so you got to be careful of that for overall caloric intake. But no, they're actually quite good for you.
Okay, well there you go. So we're going to do this in a couple weeks, or so we've set it up. And I'm going to go down to his facility in Lakeland, Florida, and we're going to record this and do a whole thing on the radio. It ought to be interesting. Nothing like putting myself out there as the human guinea pig and see what happens. It'll be radio gold or extremely
song,
tragic.
Are you going to have a song queued up in case you keel over?
Like what?
So you don't have dead air?
Well, it depends on what the song is.
Another one bites the dust.
We actually have a series of songs that we don't want to have come on the radio during heart procedures, and that would be one. You know, Funeral for a Friend is a bad one.
Yeah, yeah.
Another one bites the dust. You know, that's another bad one. Right. Don't Fear the Reaper. You don't want that one.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'll have to come up with something a little bit more
Highway
more optimistic.
To Hell.
Highway to Hell is another bad one. Yeah.
An optimistic playlist is what we're going to have
Sheer
to do.
Sheer Heart Attack.
Yeah. Just stop it already. You guys are making me, you're stressing me out.
Balls to the wall.
Let's talk about diving with Dr. Doug, because he is a super diver, as well as being like a heart surgeon, cardiologist, you name it, he does it. He can fix you. But he also dives, and it's pretty cool. We'll talk about it next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Joe, a dive instructor on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
I'm a free fish.
I'm known for spicing up the briefings by dressing up. And apparently, this guy has dubbed me the Lady Gaga of the Seven Seas. Honestly, I think he's a little jealous. Greg the Dive Master, take it away, fancy boy.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, a.k.a. Fancy Boy. And the Turks and Caicos.
Oh, really? Not just douchey, but fancy boy also.
Well, in Turks and Caicos, I'm fancy boy. And in Curacao, I'm just douchey.
Which one do you prefer?
You know, it depends on where I'm at. If I'm in Curacao, I'm a super douche.
I think I'd rather be douchey than fancy boy.
Well, I mean, you know.
Depends on who's calling you that and the context,
yeah, true.
I guess.
Exactly. So Joe can call me that. That's fine.
Yeah.
On the Turks and Caicos fancy. Yeah, well, anyway, moving on. We have Dr. Doug with us connected via FaceTime today. So we've set up a plan to do a live Well, let's see, that is a stress test, not an EKG, or is it the same thing? What is the technical term there, Dr. Doug?
Yeah, it's an exercise stress test. It'll be a regular stress test with you hooked up to an EKG, and we'll exercise you till you get tired and just kind of make sure your EKG doesn't change.
Electroshock therapy.
Ah, there we go. It'll be a little bit of that, a little cattle prodding going on. If I jump at the appropriate time, I win. So
and we've got it set up when there won't be other patients around, so it'll be you can make whatever comments you want. We want to make sure from a privacy standpoint for yours and for the more importantly the other patients that we have just you and the treadmill area at that time.
Yeah, I would imagine it's definitely more for the other patients. Yeah, those folks. They're not gonna want to see this.
No, probably not.
Yes. But we'll see what we get. It ought to be interesting. But let's talk about diving, because that's what you really love. You do all this hard stuff to fund your diving activities, which is what you like doing. And you just did, where did you just get back from?
I haven't traveled lately. I talked last week. I was up last week in our wonderful Florida weather of 20-something to 30 degrees up in the caves teaching a rebreather class.
Yeah, but it was 72 degrees there in the water, wasn't it? So it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, the water was fine. Yeah, I actually had talked to the students ahead of time and said, you know, it's going to be 30 degrees. You guys want to continue or you want to reschedule? And they wanted to go. And I told them, look, I'm in a dry suit. Doesn't matter to me. They were in wetsuits, so we basically tried to stay in the 72-degree water then get out and have the cold wind blowing on us.
Yeah, well, so, that's the part that kind of blows, literally.
Yeah,
but when it's that cold in the air and you're diving the caves and stuff like that, which is like 72 degrees, is it smoking? Is it
here it wasn't. As you know, Devil's Den is called that because sometimes at Devil's Den the smoke will come through, you know, the steam will come up through the that hole in the roof and so forth, and you occasionally get that on the river at Jenny. We were at Blue Grotto. I know you know where that is, right across from Devil's Den,
right?
And we didn't have much of that particular day. It warmed up probably into the low 50s, so it wasn't terrible outside, but and I'm sure the people up north will be laughing at us complaining about that in the middle of January. But you and I are, you know, warm water wusses and prefer the warmer stuff.
Well, this is prime time for the cave system over there. So were there a lot of divers out there last weekend?
This is the cavern area at Blue Grotto. But yeah, there's a lot of divers. There's actually a lot of open water students. You know, a lot of people come down. Either in Florida or down from Georgia, Alabama, and so forth, and do open water training and so forth down there. So, yeah, we had a bunch of students. As you remember from your CCR training, a lot of this is just getting hours in the water. You have to get 8 hours of dive time. So we spent about 4 hours underwater over about 2 days. So we basically would kind of go in and just stay in the water for a couple hours.
Yeah.
So people going, coming in, leaving, and coming in, leaving.
Well, yeah, that's a lot to a lot of bottom time at Blue Grotto. There's not a ton of stuff to see, is there, or is there?
No.
Yeah.
No, we just it's more lots and lots of skills. So we were, doing bailout drills and air sharing and no mask swims and out of air swims and doing drills on oxygen levels too high or too low or carbon dioxide, all that stuff you probably remember back from your training. So yeah, you can fill a lot of time depending on all that kind of stuff you're doing.
Okay. Well, so do you have some big plans for the new year or as far as diving's concerned, or what do you think?
Yeah, nothing major until May. We've lost a couple of people in my practice. So I'm on call every other weekend here for a while. So that's a little bit problematic. And I got a couple of skiing trips, one for a medical meeting and one a family ski trip. So our first major trip out of the country for diving is going to be in May. We're going back down to Interspace, Grand Cayman, down there, Dive Tech.
Ah, okay. Well, yeah, and you'll take your KISS rebreather down there and do a little bit of that stuff?
Yep, my wife and I are both going down, both on KISS rebreathers, and then I've got some other friends coming down. I may do another full trimix class while I'm down there and so forth as well. It should be fun.
Well, I got a couple plans and actually coming up pretty quick. There's a slight chance I'm going to go out to Hawaii in February, but I'm not sure if that's going to happen or not. But the other thing, Jerry the Diver Guy wants to do this as well, and I don't know if this is on your list, is to go do the Hammerheads over in Bimini. Jerry, you're still game, right? I assume.
I'm always game for sharks, buddy.
Yeah. What is that on your list, Dr. Doug? Are you not into that kind of thing?
I did that a couple of years ago.
Oh, you did?
I took our son, our daughter, our son-in-law, and my wife and I. And actually what we did is, you know, there's a ferry that goes over. Several Christmases ago, we took a little party bus here from Lakeland and had someone drive us down dropped us off in Miami. We took the ferry across, spent a couple days over at Neil Watson's place, did the great hammerheads, as long as a little bit of other just regular reef diving, and then came back over and had them drive us to the party bus back home for us.
Wow. Well, that is pretty convenient if you take the ferry over. You don't have to fly.
Yeah, makes it very convenient.
They go every day back and forth and stuff. So did you do that with the rebreathers too?
Or
did
no, we just did just regular open circuit. That was it's only 20 feet of water and stuff.
Right.
It's a great really dive. I would highly recommend it to anybody.
Okay. Well,
beautiful animals.
It's definitely on my list, and I am talking to the dive god about trying to set that up for February too. And Jerry,
feel better having a private cardiologist go with you either to that trip or to Hawaii, I'm more than available.
You're open to those suggestions, but what
absolutely,
about, you got to save people's lives though. You just said you're on call though. That's going to be tricky, isn't it?
I have to work that out.
Yeah. You have to. We got to recruit. You know what? Jerry, the diver guy, would sit in, wouldn't you?
Sure.
Yeah.
We'll put him on ice until he gets back.
Yeah. Like, I can see him here. He pops open the door and like, hey, where's Dr. Dud? He goes, what's going on? I'll fix you.
That's right.
We'll put him on ice until we get back.
Okay.
Just ice everybody down. That'll be fine, right?
All right. That'll work. Yeah. Maybe. It'd be so wrong, but so good in many other ways. But yeah, okay. Well, we're gonna have to work on that, and I don't know. As far as diving is concerned, I do got another live aboard trip I'm working out with Explore Ventures. I hope to be able to announce that possibly as early as next week. So we might have to get you on one of those trips, Dr. Doug. What do you think about
that? I'd love to go. That'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe do the rebreather thing or just come on and play. You know, I'll bring
on and have fun.
Yeah. We'll just have a good old time with Dr. Doug, talk about hearts and stuff a little bit, but mostly about diving because that's what he really loves. Dr. Doug Ebersole, thank you so much. And we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with me today. We're doing FaceTime Live, by the way. Or FaceTime, not or Facebook. I'm actually trying to use FaceTime at the same time.
Face something.
Yeah, because we got our mermaid Brittany is on the road right now, and she has a little update of what she's been doing. She was over in Mexico.
Mexico.
Not the New Mexico.
Mexico.
Old Mexico. XTC diving or something, and she became a dive instructor. But she's on the road right now. We're going to try to connect with her in just a bit and get an update on what she's been up to. And, you know, what
she's been very busy lately.
She's been very busy. Why? What have you seen?
She's been traveling everywhere.
She has?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She was home for Christmas and...
Well, I would expect.
Back to Mexico, and she's been everywhere.
Yeah. Well, I think she's wrapped things up in Mexico, and now she's looking for a gig.
Like a Johnny Cash song.
What do you mean?
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere.
That's pretty good. It's pretty good. So, yeah. Mermaid Brittany, though, is looking for a gig in the dive industry, and we're going to see if we can steer her in.
Didn't she have a killer gig lined up? That we were
they were talking about having her work there in Mexico.
Or was that a temporary deal?
Well,
we need to get her in South Florida.
Well, I think she's heading to Florida now. She's on the road, heading this way.
So look out!
Well,
she's probably a fine driver.
Yeah, I'm hoping she's not driving because we're going to be talking to her while she's on her phone, and I don't know if that's, you know.
It's hands-free. She should be good.
Well, okay. It could be. We'll see. But we got that to look forward to. Also, I got some other news nuggets.
Nuggets.
To share.
Nuggets.
No, news.
News nuggets.
News nuggets.
Nuggets
that divers should know about.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's what you're calling them?
News nuggets divers should know about.
No. Catchy.
You like it?
No.
All right. Well, thank you for your support. And we'll get to that next. Stay close.
Scuba
worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
I kind of wonder sometimes with the support I get from our crew. I think I need anemones.
Hey man, it's called tough love.
All right, yeah, that's what
we care enough to shoot you straight.
All right, well, I call it Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I'm Greg the Dive Master. CJ in the studio, as you can plainly hear, and abusing me with his comments. And Jerry
him like
the Diver.
I see him.
All right. That's fine. I'll move on to friendlier seas, maybe.
Or if you would like, I could completely BS you.
I would prefer
and blow
that.
Skirt up your wetsuit.
Okay, do that.
I mean, blow smoke up your wetsuit. What'd I say, skirt? What'd I say, nipple?
Just quiet. I think we have Mermaid Brittany on FaceTime audio. Do we, Britt? Are you with us? Come in, Brittany.
Correct, yeah.
There she is. Yep. Yeah, you're on the road as we speak. Is that right, Brittany? So
that's right. Yeah, I'm driving down to Florida right now.
Okay, so give us the lowdown. I mentioned already that you were working in Mexico, and you've gotten your dive instructor certification. Now you're good to go, right?
Right. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, completely. So okay. I took a week off after I finished the course and after I finished working there, and I went pretty much all through the Yucatan. And I dove a couple cenotes one day.
Cool.
And the next day I dove, I did the bull sharks in Playa, which were amazing. And then the day after that I did Cozumel, which was, you know, Cozumel is Cozumel. Absolutely amazing. 100%. Well, I mean, should be on everyone's bucket list.
Now, wait, the Playa de Carmen bull sharks, what's going on there? Is that where the guy hand feeds them or something? Bull sharks?
No, for some reason, they don't know why this happens, but it does. The bull sharks actually that are pregnant, there's like up to 500 that go into this one area right outside of Playa del Carmen. Like, you can see the beach. It's basically, I don't know, 1 or 2 miles offshore.
Yeah, right.
And so they all go there and just hang out. So there are these fat, fat mamas that just kind of hang out there, and they wait till they're ready to give birth, and then they go back in the mangroves.
Wow.
Like the view.
Okay. Interesting. Oh, I missed that episode, evidently. But all right. So what? And so they have some of the dive operators there in Playa de Carmen just go over there, and you get to watch all the bull sharks at a certain time of year. And evidently, this is the time, huh?
Yeah. They come, I think, like the middle of November ish, and then they stay until the New Year ish. Okay. I don't really know. You know, they never really know. But apparently they stop feeding entirely because the babies inside, the baby little sharks inside, will eat each other. So the mothers have learned that they need to stop eating completely.
That's a little aggressive.
So, yeah. So it's completely safe in doing this bull shark dive.
Yeah.
No one has ever, you know, died or been mistakenly bitten or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been doing it for quite a while now. And actually, they started a preservation for it. So a lot of people are really putting a lot of money into this because obviously, you know, Playa del Carmen is making a lot of money off
I'm
this.
Sure.
Divers.
Yeah, yeah. I hadn't heard about that specific spot yet.
Yeah.
I was thinking, you know, there is a bull shark feeding location in Cuba. And that's what I was thinking. I think I was getting mixed up with that. CJ, what do you think?
El prego de bull shark.
Okay.
Yes.
Do they fart, though? Do they fart?
Do they?
Oh, I didn't see any extra bubbles coming out of there. But
but they do. We already talked about that.
Out of their butt or out of their, comma, butt. okay.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say.
I need clarification.
No, you don't. Just stop. We've already addressed that question. Listen, we're moving on, CJ.
I was trying to tie it around to the original topic.
Well, okay. We did. All right. So they do. They do expel gas. So you don't want to, you know, be around that part of the shark unless they're feeding. If they're hungry and they're eating, maybe you do want to just
El prego de bull shark.
Mm-hmm. So What?
It's like cows, like methane gas from the cows, you know?
Yes. I don't know if it's methane or what.
Exacto.
It could be. But I use it for buoyancy, supposedly. All right. So you did that. And that sounds like a pretty cool adventure that you had right before the holidays and went home and spent some time with family, I assume, or did
something
like
that. Right, I did a cultural extension. I went and checked out the ruins, so Chichen Itza, and saw the Tulum ruins. I climbed up Coba. So it's really, really interesting. Yeah, I definitely recommend anyone to go to the Yucatan and don't stay in one spot. You know, there's so many all-inclusive resorts, but really, like, just rent a car and drive. It's very safe.
You know, just if you want any kind of image of what Mermaid Brittany is like, she's kind of like Lara Croft Tomb Raider, you know, traveling around the Yucatan like that and just, you know, saving the world and stuff.
Feliz Año Nuevo.
Okay. So, what?
One more thing. Yeah. So I went to Banco Chinchorro, which is...
she made that word.
Bank of Chimichangas.
Thank you for the translation. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. So they actually have crocodiles there. I did not get into the water with them, but I did put my GoPro in there, and I got some amazing footage. Yeah.
Wow. Were they pretty tame, or were they, like, chomping at your GoPro?
They were chompy. They were pretty chompy, yeah. Huh.
Okay.
I'd love to see that. Can you send that to Greg?
They don't.
I will, yeah.
Do they encourage people to get in the water with them? I'm assuming no.
No. So, well, there's only one dive resort that actually can get into the water with them, and that was the dive resort that I was at, XTC.
Yeah.
But that's like a private excursion, so we just went there for diving. So we saw some black tip reef sharks. We saw lots of different turtles, and that's where all the wrecks are, like a lot of natural wrecks from the 1800s. And so. We went to the, because there's a lot of village people that live here. Like I said, this is two.
Wait,
village people live there?
That is awesome.
Yes, they do.
Wow. The firemen?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, there's not a fireman, is there?
There could be.
There's cowboys. Policemen.
Cowboy, of there's course.
Cowboys. Caribbean cowboys.
And the policemen, yeah. Okay. So, yeah. I mean, it sounds like a crazy adventure. Why would you ever want to leave? I mean, what happened?
I know, right?
What's going on in that regard? You decided you wanted to come back to the States and not hang out there for a while longer or what?
The nest egg ran dry.
Ah, the old money stuff.
It was just, you spend your time and then you have fun and then time to keep it moving.
Yeah. You know, in Mexico, she was payment on sunshine. Yeah. You know, but it didn't quite.
Do not swim with the sharks, senor, not unless you want to die.
Oh, here's a peso for your troubles.
Stay away from the crocodiles, unless you want to die.
So you decided to come back and like work at a regular dive resort or something here in the States and make a few bucks?
I did. So we're working on that right now.
I gotcha. Okay. Do you got some prospects? I know you're on the road right now as we speak, heading this way to Florida. Is that right?
I am. Yeah.
Do you have a plan, or are you just going back to South Florida where you usually hang sometimes?
Yeah, that's where I'm going right now. Okay. So where am I? I'm in Jacksonville area right now.
Yeah, all right.
And so I'll end up in Naples.
Yeah. So what do you want? You want to go work on a boat for a while for a dive operation or a dive store, I assume. Is that right? And do a little teaching?
Yeah, I need a little experience. Yeah. You know, experience is always good. So I think before I actually get out on my own, I want to, you know, work for a while with some sort of dive shop. And I've got a couple of prospects, so it should be fun. I'm really, really excited.
Well, now you got the skills. I mean, you're a certified dive instructor.
Learn all the knots.
She's got all the
knots. I did learn all the knots, yeah.
She knows the knots, so she has her boating skills down. And are you going to go right into it, or are you planning to do a little just fun diving for a couple weeks and kind of let things stabilize, or you got to get right to it, you figure?
I'm probably just going to jump right into it as soon as possible.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, all this stuff is fresh, and I want to keep it fresh in my mind, and I want to just start training. So
yeah.
It's going to be good.
So is that the plan for the new year, is just to get in there and start working as a dive instructor?
That's the plan. Towards the beginning of the spring, I want to run up to Ginny Springs, Devil's Den, Blue Grotto. I want to go up into that area and maybe do a little cave diving. So
little fun
if
stuff.
Anyone on the show or, yeah, if you're interested in going, we can meet up there or something.
Well, this is peak season right now because, you know, the rest of Florida is kind of a little on the chilly side.
She just missed Dr. Yeah. Doug.
I know. I was going to say I can put you in touch with Dr. Doug.
Perfect.
You know, he just went up there to Devil's Den and did some stuff. But, you know, it's
wonderful.
That's where all the Florida warm water wusses go dive right now.
See, I listen.
We can send her over to let Pete take care of her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, actually, Pete, he left town. He went to, let's see, where did he go? Bonaire. He's
sweet. Sweet.
Yeah.
He's the ultimate warm water wuss.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he was complaining about it being like, you know, 40 degrees in cave country. He goes, he was talking to me yesterday. He'd be on the air today, but he's flying today, literally. So maybe next week he'll rub it in from on air. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks, new destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Are you ready to get your groove on?
Yes.
All right, then, let's get started.
This thing I love can't hold a candle to it. This thing I love, I must get down to it. I'm so ready. Diving is the thing I love.
You sound really pretty.
There goes that lady.
And now you're out of control.
She likes scuba radio, but I think I'm going crazy.
What the hell is that?
Cause the only time I see her is when I get my dive gear wet. Was that a mermaid?
So far, this is not blowing my skirt up, gentlemen.
We gotta stay cool. Relax. For a dip.
Shut up.
With tanks on our backs to beat the heat. Cause we like, come on. Greg the Dive Master on the mic. We're so ready.
Ready, Greggy.
Cause diving is a thing we love.
Oh, that is so gnarly.
This thing.
I love.
It ties.
With sex, baby.
If you're doing it right. Whale sings. Ooh. Shark dives. Ooh. You might see cool looking jellyfish. I kinda like it. Cause diving.
Diving is the thing I love.
I suspect.
Diving is the thing I love.
That you have some.
Diving is the thing I love.
Issues.
Diving is the thing I love. Yeah.
Work out.
Diving is the thing I love.
I like that song.
Woo!
I'm glad you do. I am Greg the Dive Master. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And that is the latest little ditty that we did for the radio show. Now, I'm turning that into a video, whether you like it or not. CJ, did you know?
No. I'm, is that the world premiere?
You're welcome, or I apologize. But I'm planning to do a music video for that song from our all the footage that we shot on our Turks and Caicos trip with Explore Adventure. So not only did we have a book that came out of that adventure called Turks and Chaos that featured a lot of the people that were on the boat with us, but now we're going to have a music video of actual video footage and that little song.
A multimedia explosion.
In a sense. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
You're blowing up, as the kids say.
Yeah, you could say that if you'd like. I think I don't think it's the same meaning. It's more of kind of like
maybe swelling, like a injury,
like a festering blister.
Yeah,
yeah, could be. Yeah, very possible. I don't know. Jerry, did you like that? Or
I loved it. It's awesome.
He's
drunk.
We are doing Facebook Live today. We did this little experiment, and people have been commenting, as they sometimes do, to the video of me speaking into a microphone while we do the show.
Most of them are glad that they couldn't hear you in the break there playing the ukulele.
Yeah, I have my ukulele.
You know, I try to tell them that we're trying to protect their delicate ears.
Well, I have my ukulele. It's ukulele, not ukulele.
He doesn't listen.
And
he's going to play it.
Last week I did this, and everybody thought I was playing a tape. So now we can prove it because we're on Facebook Live, and you see me holding the ukulele, and now I'm going to play it. Are you ready? There you go. There. See, I played it. That was me. That was really me.
Yep, it was.
I just had to prove that to everybody on Facebook Live today. So there you go. So it's true. I'm as bad as I say I am.
Do you have any cool instruments? You do.
Not really.
Electric guitar back here is pretty cool.
I do have a Hellraiser. That is a Schechner Hellraiser.
That's a great name for a guitar.
Yeah, we could move the video and let people see all the assortment of instruments that I have that I don't hardly play. But
yeah, it's a pain. It'd be real shaky.
Control. Yeah. We got diving things to talk about. We got a couple little more, a few more stories, or at least one I wanted to get out there about lionfish. So there's a study that came out this week, finally, to, pretty much prove or reiterate what we have been believing for some time now.
Is that lionfish are a problem and they need to be eradicated?
No.
That lionfish fart?
I don't know if they do or not, actually. That's for another story.
An important question.
You know the lionfish hypnotizer's on Facebook Live right now.
The lionfish hypnotizer?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what he's calling
Jimmy
himself?
Jimmy Crane. Yeah.
He wanted a Himmy? Super... That was his superpower. You were asking...
Jimmy Crane.
Oh, he wanted to be a lionfish
hypnotizer.
A lionfish hypnotizer.
Him and I could team up because I wanted to hypnotize the lobsters and he wants to hypnotize the lionfish.
Okay, to hypnotize them to do what, though?
Our bidding.
Okay. Well, that would be pretty cool superpower. I would agree with you. But no, the study that came out
take
was,
over the world, duh.
Was basically, it kind of shows that lionfish derbies are working. No, they like the lionfish competitions where they have a weekend where you go and
like a rodeo.
Yeah. Well, they call them derbies, lionfish derbies. You know, Reef does them, reef.org. They
like in the
some
book
of these
Lionfish.
Across the country in Florida and stuff. Like the book Lionfish, yeah. That's right. And basically, you know, there's been some talk whether or not these derbies really do anything other than, you know, set up an event for divers to go shoot a bunch of lionfish and have a cookout.
Great. So what? Even if it does?
Well, that is part of it, sure. But, you know, does it have any beneficial impact on eliminating the lionfish, and basically the study says
if they're caught,
sure
it
does.
Of course,
well,
it does.
You know, they're thinking like, well, you're just shooting a bunch of lionfish, but then other lionfish come in and knock them out. And what they found is, like, actually, if you do it like a couple times a year at specific times when they know the lionfish are, you know, spawning or whatever, that it actually can make a difference. And if anything, we should do more of them.
Cool.
So you know, it doesn't. It ain't going to eradicate them, but it's going to keep them at bay and give the other fish a chance to recover from the impact the lionfish has, you know, had on a lot of other reef fishes that we'd like to see as divers. All right, so there you go. That'll do it for this week. Till next time, and remember, it is always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Right. Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.